Search crews at the Pentagon have recovered both flight recorders from the hijacked jet that slammed into the building on Tuesday. They could provide details into the doomed flight's last moments. The Defense Department has released its first official estimate of the number of people killed in Tuesday's attack there. 64 people on the aircraft died, and 126 people in the building were killed by the impact and fire. Families have been notified by the Pentagon. NPR's John McChesney spoke with members of two families.
Brady Howe worked as an intern for the Chief of Naval Operations. Brady grew up in Sugar City, Idaho, recently received his master's degree from Syracuse University, and was embarking on his career as a member of a very elite program.
He loved it. He absolutely loved it.
His brother Regan lives in Salt Lake City, Utah.
I spoke with Brady just last Wednesday or Thursday. We were actually planning a family gathering out here in Idaho. And it was going to be the first time in a while that the whole family had been together. There is a great deal of sadness because this touches us so personally. And his other two brothers and I, his sister and I, talked about it. And you know, we all think that Brady was the best one. And it seems very unfair that that the best one of us could be taken by people who cared so little for the lives of other people. So there's a great deal of sorrow, and there's some anger, and yet we're trying our best to not let that deteriorate into the same kind of feelings of hate that caused this whole situation in the first place. The death of other people is not going to make us feel whole again, but we would like to see justice done.
Rosemary Chapa worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency. She was 64 years old, lived in Springfield, Virginia, with her husband and her two dogs, Lucky and Penny. She had worked in the Pentagon for over 20 years and was familiar with top military brass. The night before the attack, the family held a large gathering, and there was much talk of daughter Elsa's upcoming marriage to Phil McGowan. On Tuesday morning, Rosemary called daughter Elsa from the Pentagon at 9:24 and left a message. "Hi, darling. I'm here. Give me a call." 14 minutes later, the hijacked 757 slammed into the building. Phil McGowan, who would have been Rosemary's son-in-law, speaks for the family.
The fact that we didn't know, at times it would crescendo into a whole bunch of hope, saying maybe she is trapped somewhere. Maybe she's in a bathroom and she's stuck and you know, she'll be okay. Maybe she's far enough away from the blast. And then now today we went to a meeting and they had a representative from Dover Air Force there, and a lieutenant general in the Army basically tell us, don't expect anybody alive. They've pulled out 38 body bags. They said that some bodies may never be identified. I wrote down what the general said is, be prepared for a closed casket. And so I think by today, now that we received all this information, that the family is pretty much convinced of the inevitable. Elsa and I are getting married at the end of the year, and you know, Elsa's mom was intricately involved in the wedding plans, and she was really happy that Elsa was going to get married to me, and Elsa's really crushed that her mom is not going to see that now, and it changes everything. The explosion of the Pentagon exploded our plans.
John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.